This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Anthony Kerheda.
We are joined by Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
Oh, thank goodness. I was afraid I was coming apart.
No, you're joined.
Oh, okay. I'm joined. It's all good.
Yes.
So this is one of those weekends like bikes, blues, and barbecue.
Well, it's a big one because it's homecoming weekend.
Exactly. So you either want to be in the big middle of it or as far away as you can get.
If you're someone who doesn't like big crowds, autumn in Fayetteville is, or Northwest Arkansas is not the
place for you.
Well, between five football games,
craft fairs,
and bikes, blues, and barbecue, there's 7 weekends right there.
So we're going to tell you where to run away from Fayetteville to elsewhere.
All right.
Tonight.
Should that be your desire?
Right. Should that be your desire? I understand many of you will be involved in homecoming, and yay.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what you're doing.
Yes.
So this is for everybody else.
Right.
Tonight, Greg Rowley.
Yes.
He was a founding member of Santana.
Yes.
He was a founding member of Journey.
Uh-huh.
And he is going to be performing at UAFS at 2nd Street in Fort Smith.
Well, that's a heck of a deal.
At 7:30 tonight. You want to hear the heck of a deal part?
The price?
$27.
Not bad.
That's a good place to run away to.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great venue.
788-7300. Tomorrow, this one is the one, of course, that's dear. Well, they're all dear to my heart. But this one is called Pickin' Time on 59.
Okay.
It's another one of those, I want to grow up to be the world's longest yard sale.
Uh-huh.
And it is actually a pretty long yard sale from Siloam Springs to Sulphur Springs.
See, I think from the beginning of the driveway to the curb is a pretty long garage sale. So, yes, this one
yes,
is.
Yes, but you are genetically challenged on this topic.
Okay. All right.
This is not for women only because
No.
But you may not have the gene. So
yes.
It starts at, tomorrow's the last day,
mm-hmm.
starts at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
rain or shine for some people.
Right.
Rain or you're on your own for others.
Right.
While you're in Gentry, there's a quilt show at the McKee Community Room in the Public Library. And on Sunday from noon to 5 o'clock is their United Way Fall Festival at Gentry City Park.
I'm going to tell you, even if quilts aren't exactly a draw for you, go to the library in Gentry anyway. It's fantastic.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
Also tomorrow, it's the 50th birthday for the Wiedeker Wine Fest.
Really?
Yes. Started in 1963. Don't do the math because it makes all of us feel bad except Antoinette. It includes food, music, dancing the polka, and games like Baumstossen.
I have no idea what that is.
Means log throw.
Okay.
Starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow at Wiedeker Wine Cellars on Arkansas 186 in Franklin County. And you can go to WiedekerWines.com and find out more. Tomorrow is also the 25th annual Pea Ridge Mule Jump.
Yes, it is.
So much fun.
Yes, it is.
You could get a mule to jump.
It's really fascinating.
And there are rules. You can't pull it. You can't force it. You can guide it and then coax it.
And this all started because some friends hunted with mules.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, if you want them to jump fences, you have to teach them how to jump.
Last year, 6,000 people attended.
That
there
many?
You go.
Yeah, that's what, that was the estimate, yeah.
Well, that starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow at the stadium in Pea Ridge, and admission is the bargain price of around $5, depending on your age.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow is also Civil War Saturday at the Drennan Scott Historic Site in Van Buren.
You'll find Tom Wing there, no doubt.
No doubt. Hmm. Cannon firing start at 10. So if you're in a really testy mood about something, that seems to me that would be really satisfying.
And that's why we have the Mule Jump and Civil War Saturday.
Far apart.
And a mountain between them. Right.
It, by the way, is free. Second Saturday music in Eureka Springs from 3 to 5 with the Cleverleys.
Now, if you go to their website, they are very clever about their bio. Have you gone there?
No,
the Cleverleys are clever?
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed.
And because I am assuming this is a somewhat fictional, or not somewhat, a fictional biography, because they claim that they've all come from these small towns. Now, they'll throw in some real ones, like Big Flat, which is in southern remote Baxter County, or Roasting Ear. Of course, Jimmy Driftwood grew up in Roasting Ear Creek. But then they have some others that I've never heard of. Have you heard of Cane Spur?
No.
Yeah, I think. But anyway, they are a hoot. They know their stuff. They know their licks. They can play. But they do bluegrass renditions of stuff like Katy Perry
Cool.
And, yeah, they're very cool, and they're very talented, and they're very fun.
So that's from 3 to 5 in Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs, free.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second Saturday gallery stroll is from 6 to 9, also free.
Right.
Unless there's something you really want and you can get to your boyfriend's wallet. So, and Winona wraps up the things you should leave Fayetteville for if you wish to. She will be in the region for a show tonight at Downstream Casino west of Joplin, and tickets start at $40.
Well, you got your options there.
So that should take you out of town to all sorts of interesting places.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.